The power of storytelling is as old as man. People have been telling stories before they could even speak. All you need to do is look at the old cave paintings to realize it was really telling a story about daily life in that particular era. Now, the thing about stories is that makes them so powerful is that they speak directly to the unconscious mind in so many rich and so many wonderful different ways. We have been brought up with stories, and one of the things that does is it lulls the guardian of the gate, the critical factor, so it lets other things slip by. Now, when I talk about stories, I'm not just talking about once upon a time there was Little Prince type stories, although those work incredibly well as well. When I talk about stories, I mean all kinds of different vehicles that have the same kind of thing, which share the same kind of ideas. So a story can be an anecdote, a joke, an allegory, a parable, similes, even a metaphor. In fact, a metaphor is a very powerful way of coming at the heart of a story. Metaphor comes from the Greek word meta and the word phrein, which means to carry across, because stories carry across an extra depth of meaning. That's why you can give someone some technical information and they'll be interesting and important. We can tell them a story, and the story will not just include the information, which is the technical bits that they need to know. It'll also include motivation, it'll include inspiration, include the parameters around which you can use it, and a real sense of context, which makes meaning much more easy to grasp. Stories essentially achieve a few things. The first thing it does is it really bypasses the critical factor. It just recognizes a story, and as an automatic pilot, it goes, oh, that's a story. Let's just let that pass. I mean, after all, how can you resist a story? It's just a story. And we've grown up knowing that when this happens, we can suspend reality. And that's the other thing that stories allow us to happen. A story really blends and merges and confuses realities, so you don't quite know which kind of reality you're talking at. Some stories are more genuine stories and about real life. Those are anecdotes. Other stories are clearly totally metaphoric. And regardless of what the stories are, one of the things that allows the listener to do is to begin to identify with the characters inside the story. In other words, they begin to live through the same experiences that the characters in the stories are having there and then. You only need to think back to having watched a film or read a book and had an emotional moment. Perhaps the book was particularly gripping and you couldn't put it down. Perhaps one of the characters died and you felt a little sad. In order for you to understand that story not only manipulated your emotions, the way it manipulated them, in other words, in the way it affected you, was because at some level you identified with the characters, you became one of the characters, and you felt the emotions you would have felt had you been that person. Now, this is a very important thing. In a moment, we'll come on to how you can use stories for hypnotic effect. Now, if you can bypass the critical factor, so you have no resistance, and at the same time, you can get your listeners to identify, so they take on the experiences in the story, you have the most powerful vehicle for creating hypnotic experiences for someone without any resistance, with only ease and enjoyment inside. And that is what makes stories such a powerful vehicle. Take time to really study these materials and get good at it. Don't just listen to this stuff over and over again. Actually practice these exercises. This is something which is so important to stretch your neurology to be able to do. If you do it well, you will have immense rewards from your conversational hypnosis practice.